Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do the Redskins replace Trent Murphy? Who's got to step up? That's the question. We're looking for your calls. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open. 800-636-1067. Line them up. 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us.
At Funny Danny for me, at Grant H. Paulson. What that'll do is put you with Grant H. Paulson.
Where are you at on me going to the Potomac Nationals game tonight to see Strauss? Should I do it?
I like the move. If you don't have any social obligations, I think you do it.
I am considering doing that. I don't have any reason not to, other than that I'm driving down to Woodbridge in rush hour.
Sure. And that's a kick to the giblets that none of us really like to do.
But I get to see Strauss up close and personal, probably sit like five rows behind the screen. On the scene for his first rehab outing?
It's not far from where you've been a Grand Marshal, so you might, if you let people know you're coming, you might see the royal treatment down there.
Guy, that's so far away from where I've been a Grand Marshal.
It's not that far.
It's basically the same as here.
Yeah, it's like, but anywhere like that's outside of the Beltway.
Guy, you were
like,
so off target with that zing.
No, like you're known in rural areas as like the king of the rural area.
You're trying to save yourself now.
I'm not at all. It's far is the point.
I don't know if that was the point, Guy.
That's the point. It's
okay,
far away.
Okay. Prince William County or wherever that is. Woodbridge, Potomac Nationals?
Yeah, it's Prince William.
And King George? The only thing they have in common is that they both are named after former royalty. That's about it.
Members of English royalty.
Yeah, that's about all they got in common. All right, let's get to Trent Murphy, though. 9 sacks last season. 3 forced fumbles.
It's not nothing, man.
How often did we come in here and talk about how he was one of the best players on the field for the Redskins? I feel like it happened 6 or 7 times.
Well, the first half of the season, yeah.
He was a destroyer. He was the destroyer.
He made 3 straight shots in NBA Jam and was on fire.
Destroyer, was that you? And
who
Trent
knows?
Murphy was like, yeah, it was me. It was me. I love it. Second half of the year, he was kind of back to his old ways almost.
Just the guy.
He didn't do a whole lot. Had 1 sack in the last, if you look at 3 weeks of the season, I think he had like 2 in the last handful of games. And post week 10, so that's 8 games, I think he had 2 sacks. But if you look early on, 2 in week 2, 1 in week 3, 1 in week 4, a half sack in week 5, week 6. He had a string from week 2 to week 7 where he got to the quarterback at least once every single game.
And they were meaningful, too. It wasn't just the coverage sack. It wasn't just the, a guy, somebody runs by and he went back inside and tackled a quarterback buried behind the line. These were like legit, honest to goodness, what the hell just happened that 93 sacked the quarterback?
Where I think he was more valuable was in the running game, though. And there's still upside there. I mean, maybe he can turn himself into an annual 8-9 sack a season guy. He's only 26. He was drafted in the second round, so they liked him for a reason. But he's huge. He's 6'6", 260.
He's
if you've never stood next to that guy or you never go to a game and see him in person, I mean, he really does stand out for his size. And remember, he bulked up last year with fat and muscle to over 290 pounds.
To be a defensive lineman.
They wanted him to play 5-tech, 3-tech. They wanted him to play basically end in the 34 and kick him outside. Then they changed their minds, and so he had to lose 20 pounds, but he was still up around 270.
Yeah, so Gillette gets hurt, then they go, hey, and this is D-line thing isn't working. We also need to work on the outside.
But there was a good chance last year in training camp he wasn't going to make the team.
Right.
Supposedly, there was reporting done that there was a back and forth between like Bruce Allen, who wanted to keep him around, and Scott McLuhan, who didn't want to, where they basically argued over Trent Murphy and a couple of other guys as to whether or not they were going to make the club. So they did keep him around. He did have his best season. But you saw on the play that he got hurt, he was setting a pretty good edge in the running game. And that's where I think he'll be missed the most. Because I don't know if the pass rushing was authentic. I don't know if that was inflated. I don't know if that was who he really is or if that was a one-hit wonder and he was Chumbawamba tub thumping.
That's
I always botch my zing on that.
You got him.
But it took a couple times. I'm disappointed in myself.
It's a 2-putt.
But it's too many syllables and weird words that don't actually mean anything. Tub thumping by Chumbawamba.
There it is.
Try to say that mid-sentence 3 times fast. It's not easy. But Trent Murphy, to me, that was as good as it gets. And I don't know that he'll ever have another year like that.
Yeah, I think that's the peak.
Where he is going to be hard to replace is against the run. Because let's say Junior Gillette can rush the quarterback. he doesn't set the edge like Murphy. He's not 270 pounds.
And he's, quote, impressed in training camp, but that's a different animal. That's not the Dallas Cowboys in week seven with pulling guards and grown-ass men.
I'll believe it when I see it with
you. Yeah. So I think you have to give something to get something here. And I'm more than willing to not be as good in the run game because eventually third down's going to happen. Eventually the team's going to throw. I'd sell my soul for a dominant pass rush. It's the thing I care about the most when it comes to defense. I could deal with a mediocre secondary. I can deal with linebackers that leave something to be desired. I care about rushing the quarterback and causing disruption. I care about being able to do that with as few people and as few complications as possible. My ideal is the two New York Giants teams that won Super Bowls. You rush with four guys, even pedestrian cornerbacks and nickel linebackers and safeties become excellent when four guys can create havoc. That's few and far between. That doesn't happen very often. Happened when the Carolina Panthers got to the Super Bowl. It's happened a couple times in history. For the rest of us mortals, you got to do it with some, you know, the occasional one-on-one win, but trying to confuse the offense and mix and match and personnel and have specialists, etc. I will deal with a few more, you know, gouging runs on first and second down. You catch us in this defense, etc. You get yourself 7-8 yards or rip off something. I'll trade anything for third and six, just a hunter. So if that means Junior Gallette plays more, if his body can hold up, that's a different animal. But if he can, I will deal with that. I will let that happen. I'll let Anderson go out there. Whoever can rush the passer the best, it's like I'll hide Adam Lynn on defense because he's hitting over 300.
Right.
I'll deal with that. I can deal with that over anything else.
They now need to get something out of Gallette.
Don't they have to now?
Last week they wanted to. They were hoping they could. Now, if they're going to be as good as they have to as a pass rushing group at OLB, they need something out of Gallette. Because if he gets hurt, they're thin, and on paper, they don't pass the eye test. It's Kerrigan and Smith as your starters.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't even mentioned Preston Smith yet. That's probably not a great sign.
He didn't play in the preseason, obviously. Debut this past week. Didn't have a good year last year. Ryan Anderson, who was drafted in the second round. I got to tell you, Danny, I loved what I saw from him the other night. In terms of stuff in the run, he's the closest thing they've got of the group to replace Murphy.
Flashed a little bit,
to 93.
He?
But also, I liked him as a pass rusher as well. Then they've got Lyndon Trail, who's been mostly on the practice squad, a kid named Zach Vigil. There's not a lot of depth there. So it's Kerrigan, Smith, Anderson, and Gallette. They got to keep those four guys healthy because you need four as a minimum. My philosophy is if you have four, I need five. If you have five, I need six. That ship has sailed. Now it's just a matter of keeping those four together because you're talking about a 16th overall pick in Kerrigan, a guy who had 22 sacks in two seasons in Gallette, a second-round pick in Anderson, and a second-round pick in Smith. It's not like it's a bunch of journeymen who have been on eight organizations. I mean, these are high-upside players if they play their best.
What's Smith going to be? Is Smith your first down outside linebacker setting the edge, basically a glorified defensive end in this scheme on first down, on running downs? And is he someone that comes off the field or gets kicked inside on second and third or passing downs?
Well, we've still never seen them use him in a way where I think he would be valuable. We really haven't. Which is essentially down in the dirt next to Jonathan Allen up front. If they use him that way this year, I still think he could be a good, really helpful player in this defense.
But him standing up on first down right. in the run game, not for me. I mean, I thought he was adequate at times.
He is never going to be. I've made up my mind on this. He's never going to be a great pass rusher or even a really good pass rusher coming off the edge in a traditional 3-4. That's not to say that he can't do it. But he does not have the body bend and basically just like he's not built like look at the great pass rushers, your Dwight Freeney types, these fluid guys who can kind of get almost down to the ground like a motorcycler coming around a corner. Preston Smith does not have any of that. He needs to be pushing people around with his length and using his arms to keep blockers off of him, working in the trenches and running games basically from the outside, coming towards center in the A and B gaps. That's what he is to me. And it's not really how they use him.
No, it hasn't been. You know what it reminds me of? And this is a terrible analogy, but bear with me. Reminds me when they had Chris Cooling and Fred Davis, and they could only play one at a time for some reason. You know what I mean? It was you couldn't figure out a scheme where you had two tight ends on the field at the same time doing whatever the hell you wanted. New England figured it out when they had Gronkowski right. and Hernandez. But when they have Preston Smith, it's, okay, you are a certain size. You will rush passer from this angle. Go. Oh, you're not doing it that great. Oh, well. There's not a lot of imagination there, it felt like to me.
We're going to go around the NFL next. The league update on, among other things, Ezekiel Elliott's appeal.
Yeah.
And Roberto Aguayo was cut by the team that drafted him in the second round. He has since found a new home, and the GM has stepped up to the plate to discuss just what a terrible draft pick it was. So those things and more coming up as we go around the NFL next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.